What's up, guys? Welcome to TMG Podcast. This is actually last week's episode. If you want today's episode, that'll be on our Patreon right now. You can get it a week early if you contribute. It's patreon.com/tinymeatgang. So thanks if you do that. And if not, enjoy this one. Peace.
Fuck, sell.
All right, so I'm going to start this off. It's going to be just me for a little bit because Noel here is trying to get out of the old BTC.
Out of the old BTC.
You're cashing out.
I'm out.
Of BTC.
And
so he has to do this. He decided he has to do this right now.
Right now.
We were supposed to start this podcast 15 minutes ago.
Yep.
And he's trading.
Mm-hmm.
He's trading cryptocurrency instead of... This is where we're at now in this mm-hmm. podcast. We're not only talking about it.
Yes.
We're live trading.
Live trading.
During the fucking podcast.
Yes.
Why are you getting out of BTC?
Well...
Selling Bitcoin.
Yes.
Why are you selling Bitcoin? Why are you selling... You're selling all of it.
Yeah, I'm getting out. Entirely.
You're selling all of the $80 you had in Bitcoin.
All 17 cents.
All every last
penny.
Penny.
Every last.
Of which you have a few.
Half pence. Every half pence.
So why are you getting out?
The price action is, it's got me a little.
Right. Are you just saying buzzwords? Is that why?
No.
I don't know. The market cap is the price origin of the if you price point it right on the slope.
Well, okay. Here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pull up the chart, shall we?
Okay. Yep.
Crypto money with Noel Miller. Here's the thing.
Okay.
It broke through.
Okay.
Above its previous high.
Okay.
But then the sell-off was fucking sharp.
Okay.
So that to me is like, people are like, oh shit, gotta get out. So then there are some idiots that bought just before that ramp that are probably like, oh, gotta hold. And I think it's just gonna like start to staircase down as people get the fuck out.
Do you think, here's a question, do you think Bitcoin is done with its like gigantic gains? Like, do you think, I feel like it's losing steam and finally people, like even the general people who are just getting into crypto now, it's kind of like, They're looking at BTC and they're kind of like, it's kind of archaic. They're even in the mainstream media. People are like, yeah, this is like old technology. It's the original blockchain,
blah, blah, blah.
And I feel like it's might just, I don't know. This is, you guys get an interesting perspective on cryptocurrency because we don't actually know what the fuck we're talking about at all.
Nope.
But we know a little bit more than most people. So this is the programmer opinion of cryptocurrency.
Crypto.
That's what you guys are getting.
Yes.
And I'm sure that's why you listen to this podcast. And so... So you're out. Did you sell?
Yeah, I'm transferring to sell. So got to wait for the confirmation and all that. But yeah.
Congrats.
Thanks, brother.
Dude, what are we going to do with all the $80?
You know.
Woo.
Buy some weed.
Which is legal now.
It is.
It's a good segue.
Fantastic segue, sir.
So you know,
up top.
Another one? Thanks, bro.
That was a great seg.
Appreciate it.
Great
seg. Third one? Nice.
I'm going to move as close to the frame as I can so I can make you look small again.
No, I'm not. Let's not do that. I'm actually going to stand.
That was the funniest image.
I know.
I wasn't like even like under any influence. I was just watching the YouTube video, whichever episode that was, and I was like, why does Cody look so small? And then I just started laughing really hard because I couldn't not see you
what
as like
it? Is
Frodo.
It like the depth of field of the... camera or see these are more just buzzwords.
Yeah, no.
The ISO. Or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, completely. Yeah, also the aperture, right?
Yeah, the shutter speed.
The shutter speed.
Right,
that's
what it
that.
Is. Yeah.
No, I just think like the way you were sitting, like made you look small.
Okay.
Which, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then,
oh, it was small sitting.
Yeah, small.
Right,
sitting,
right. I'm a small sitter.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
that's
more
a,
of
that's
a
problem that I have. I small sit.
I'm more of a wide sitter. Yeah. Yeah.
You. What is it? Man spread.
My man spread.
Yeah. Yeah.
I man spread.
I'm a small
hard.
Sitter. You're a man spreader.
Yeah.
And together, I guess it works, honestly.
My homies used to actually roast me for manspreading super hard.
Really?
Like growing up.
Really?
Yeah. I would just sit like I had to air out my balls all the time.
Huh.
I'd take up an entire bed.
Did it work?
Yeah. It felt good for me.
Yeah.
No one else, though.
Well, that's why I wear the ripped jeans.
Right.
It's good ventilation.
I kind of like that about ripped jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, legal weed. There.
Yeah, legal weed. So
cool.
It's legal now. And now everyone's, there's like lines.
Yeah.
Outside of pot stores everywhere now.
Which is
like
dumb.
In West Hollywood, Kelsey sent me a picture and there's like a gigantic line outside. And it's like, who the fuck is lining up for weed right now? It's always been easy to get.
Yep. It's so simple.
Like they practically feed it to you on Venice Boardwalk because you're walking down the thing. Dudes dressed in green scrubs.
Yeah, dude.
Just force feeding you weed as you walk by. You get contact high. You don't even have to smoke it yourself.
I think the moment you step onto Venice, you get a little faded.
Yeah, for sure. That's what it is. As soon as you get high.
Just when the Uber drops you off.
Yeah.
He drops you off down the street.
Yeah. Like, you get out and you're like, fuck, dude, where can I get Funyuns around here?
Funny you should ask, man. I got fucking laced onions right here, dude. We call them weedians.
I'm just wondering, who gets home? It's like, yo, I just waited in line for like 3 hours for this like drop of green fucking like green pineapple Kush just dropped. It's like even worse than waiting in line for a fucking Supreme drop.
Sure.
Which that shit is nuts.
Yo, on that note, you reminded me. I drove by Supreme like a few weeks ago. It was before Christmas. The line was blocks long.
Yeah, it's bonkers.
It went down that one. It went down the side of the street that Supreme is on, and then it went past the stoplight onto the other side, right by like that park.
Yeah,
and it was just to the next few stoplights. It was like one or two.
Yeah,
what the fuck is in that? Is it like gold?
I don't know, dude.
Is there fucking?
I have no idea.
It's what is in that store?
Meth.
Yeah,
that's what it is. They're just selling meth to all the. That's what it is secretly. Supreme. It's just all disguised. It's like a big money laundering thing, and they're really just selling meth to kids.
Just the fucking Heisenberg in there. Jesse, I am the one who knocks.
Dude, when I went to John and Vinny's with Kelsey, we pulled up. It was like 5 p.m. Right, we had to get an early reservation.
Yep.
And we park, and like the whole block is consumed with Hypebeast kids. They're fucking everywhere, both sides of the road.
Yep.
They extend to like three blocks within the Supreme store because they're all parking and they all go resell it on the next street right after they buy it, right? Yeah. That's the whole thing. Like we were driving around for a parking spot, looking for a parking spot for a while, and they're just everywhere. And I talked to we ended up going in one of the stores to buy some shit, and I'm talking, it's across from the Supreme store. There's nobody in that store.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to the girl, and I'm like, what is with all these kids? Like, I know it's Supreme, but like how often are they, do they do drops? I don't know shit about Hypebeast culture. I don't.
Yeah.
So I asked her, I'm like, how often do these drops happen? And she was like, every Thursday, I think, at noon or something.
Oh.
Noon is when they drop. Like, these kids, it was 5 p.m., 5 hours later. And they're still just fucking crawling around that block. And it's like, how is this, like, how is L.A. not, like, imposed restrictions on the Supreme store? It's, like, dangerous.
Yeah.
Remember when we were filming the fucking video for Clout?
Yes.
And there's just hell of, like, just traffic and cars almost hitting kids. Like,
what's crazy about that is, like, anywhere else, you get like restaurants, they get shit for, like, even having what looks like a line.
Yeah.
What could be perceived as a line.
Yeah.
But for some reason, fucking camo underwear with a shark on it. Nah, fucking let an army line up outside.
Because the cops are into it, too.
That's what it is. They're like, hey.
They pull over or something. Did you get that new hoodie?
Yeah.
With
the baby binky and diamonds.
You got that shit that zips up all the way in the front?
Nice.
Nice, damn.
What about the zippers on the eyes? That one's like a little racial, I know, but
eye zippers?
I'm Asian, so I can buy it. I can wear it, so.
Dude, speaking of Asian.
Uh-oh.
Gotta be careful.
Oh, here we go.
Speaking of Asian, did you? I watched.
Risky territory.
We talked about the other Dave Chappelle special last time.
Yeah.
So I watched the second one or the first one, whichever, the big stadium one.
Yeah, yeah.
The part that I laughed the absolute hardest as is when he goes, he's talking about the couple.
Yep.
And he was like, he's basically talking about this couple he had talked to in a previous show that was there. And he was like, the wife was Asian. Or he said, the wife was obviously Asian.
Yeah.
And then he stops and people start laughing. They're like, what? And he's like, yeah, I mean, you could see it in her face. I cried at that.
Yeah, dude.
I fucking cried.
That story was fantastic.
That special was so good.
It was money.
It was so good. If you haven't watched it, I don't want to spoil this, but the end.
Oh, yeah.
The callback?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally got me.
Yeah. Oh, really? It did.
It did. Were you expecting him to drop it again at the very end? You were?
Yes.
Oh, it got me so good.
Yeah. Well, we just spoiled it, so. Spoiler alert.
Sorry. Yeah, spoiler alert. Now, spoiler alert. Just go back and... There you go.
Weed. the special was super solid.
I just thought it was... It was like... He's so fucking good.
He is really good. The political part felt a little, it felt safe to me.
Oh, I the only reason I didn't like it was because it was political.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I just, you know.
You don't want to hear about politics.
I don't want to hear about Trump and Hillary Clinton. Everyone, fucking comedian special has a bit about that, but he did it so well.
My thing
just
is.
His whole thing is out.
Yeah.
He's just.
I walked into it, wanting something controversial, but I could see where at the end he was like, he's older, so like he's not really about making a statement or like his comedic point of view. He's more like, I think he thinks about deeper things.
I wouldn't say that after the tranny shit.
That
is absolutely making a statement.
Yeah, that's
100%.
True. But those jokes were goddamn hilarious.
They were fucking hilarious, and he did. I think he did a great job of like responding to the criticism, but not like backing down from his.
Yeah,
like he kind of doubled down on what he was saying before.
Most definitely,
right? Obviously, he just came up with more offensive jokes or whatever.
Yep.
But then his way of justifying it, I thought was really good.
Yep. Oh, dude, that is a. I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm just gonna assume everyone's seen it.
Yeah.
His point that, they care, or like media and people care about transsexual issues is because it's rich white men who want to come out of the closet or want to do it.
Yeah.
I had never considered that.
Really?
I never, like, because I sometimes kind of just tune out political shit, especially lately. I just don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Which is dumb, but whatever. I'm a fucking ostrich. I don't know, stupid. Yeah. And so when he said that, I was like, oh shit. I've never thought of that. And that is entirely possible.
Well, I think that's kind of Chappelle's thing, is like always relating something to race, which I mean, it could be right. That could be the case for sure. But that's for him. That's all the, I guess that's kind of the foundation of most of his jokes, right? I think, I don't know.
Mine too. Fuck you, white boy.
What race are you anyways, dude? So it was good. If you guys haven't watched that,
go
watch
it.
Equanimity, I think it's
Equanimity,
called.
Equanimity.
Equanimity. Right. I knew that. I know how to pronounce that word 100%.
Yeah, and then the first one, when he's talking about the Me Too shit.
Yeah.
First of all, fuck all these articles only talking about, like, they took just the mean shit he said.
I know.
He has a complete point in there about how, I think that is the heavier part of it, that people, like, these fucking shitty articles didn't want to talk about, which is when he pointed out, you have them scared now, and that's good, but as soon as they're not scared, they're going to make it really hard for you.
Yeah.
Like, if these guys get another upper hand, oh, they're going to, anyone who even tweeted Me Too, they're going to drag them into the fucking floor.
Yeah.
They're going to slander them as hard as they possibly can.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if it's possible, because I think people kind of second guess media a little bit now, but people forget too.
Mm-hmm.
Give it 5 months and people will, I don't know. It's the shitty part about it.
Did you hear Seth Meyers' joke last night at the Golden Globes?
No.
He said, he was like, he hosted the Golden Globes. He was basically like, welcome, blah, blah, blah. This is probably the first time in like 5 months where like a male actor shouldn't be scared to hear their name read out loud or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I fucking butchered that, but it was some joke.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that is... That at an event where all women are wearing black, to like raise awareness for the Me Too stuff. That's a risky ass joke. But
super.
I mean, I feel like you have to joke about.
Yeah.
You have, someone has to say something.
You
about
have to acknowledge
that, right?
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Chris Rock did. Remember when like Oscar's so white?
And he
did like that massive monologue. Yep. So.
Yeah, dude, he was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Yeah.
He hosted it.
Yeah. He crushes.
Did you watch the Billboards movie? The fucking 23 Billboards outside of Easton.
I heard that movie was complete dog shit.
Yeah, that's what fucking Alex was saying. He was like, dude, I watched that with my parents and we hated it.
I heard it was trash.
But people love it.
I don't know.
It's like how I felt about when I watched The Big Sick.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I thought that movie was utter garbage. And people will not shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah.
Everyone in my life has watched that and raves about it. And then fucking SAG sent me a DVD copy of it, and then they sent me an invitation to a screening.
And you were like,
"I'm like, what the? I don't need to stop jamming this shit down my throat. The movie is bad. It's legitimately bad."
Did you write them an angry letter?
Yeah, I wrote them a handwritten letter back, very, very sternly worded. Give them a piece of my mind.
I don't. It's just a rom-com to me.
Well, it's a bad rom-com though. That's the thing. There's no. My main thing was that there's no chemistry. Did you watch it?
No, I did not.
Okay. I mean, never mind. There's no point talking about it. But I mean, I'm curious to hear what everyone else thinks about it. If you like that movie, then you're wrong. And if you didn't like it, then let me know in the comments.
I gotta see it. And like, I'm sure I'll get part of it just because, you know, white with Middle Eastern. That's a tough battle. Or like, it's not even has anything to do with being Middle Eastern, but it's like, when I met Alina and like meeting her family, there was a little bit of that, like, all right, like, you know, what is he about?
Yeah,
is he gonna treat you well, kind of thing.
Is he Mexican or sort of kind of see maybe black?
We don't know. We don't know. I actually am gonna do a video about this.
About your race?
I am.
What's it gonna be?
You'll see, exactly.
Okay. All right. Is it going to be a RR, a race reveal?
No.
A race reveal instead of a face reveal?
Face reveal. Noel Miller race reveal. No. Oh, dude, wait. Yeah. I wrote this down because I have to come back to the Chappelle transgendered thing real quick.
Okay, sure. Let's bring it back. I thought we were out of the deep water.
No. We're going to go back into the deep end.
Yeah, okay.
When his whole thing about like transracial versus transgender.
Yeah.
And he was like, I know transgenders mean it.
Yeah, they cut their dicks off.
I thought like really funny. Like,
don't need this.
And I'm only bringing this up for the sake of the podcast. I thought a funny tag on that would be there are men with extremely small penises and they don't cut them off. They just go through life miserable with that tiny penis. They just hold on to it.
Yeah.
Even they will hold on to it. But yeah, that's true. That shit had me crying.
Yeah, that
they cut their dicks off.
He's like, I believe them.
I believe them.
They cut their dicks off.
I never met a man that said, I don't need this anymore.
That whole segment of the special, I'm watching it. I'm just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You kind of watch it. Like every time he goes, but if I'm being honest, yep. You go, oh, what's he gonna say? And though you can tell the whole crowd feels exactly the same. You look at the people's faces in the front row; they're all like, oh.
I love that though.
That's the mark of a good special, right?
Yeah.
You scare people and you bring them back.
Yeah.
And once they're back.
And you felt something.
Yeah. 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 That's the mark of a good special, is making me feel anything at this point.
Yeah. Well, I felt alive, so it was good.
I'm going to Vegas on Wednesday.
Yeah. You gonna play some poker?
Dude, I'm going to.
Everyone was really into the poker stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, shout out to everyone that's on the Patreon.
Yes, that's on the Patreon.
We did some bonus episode that turned out really shitty. And before I go on any further, I just want to say it's very common for us to talk about this shit and then people to comment, well, just post the whole episode. We don't care. We just like hearing you say. You don't understand.
Yeah, you don't.
It was bad.
It was really bad.
No matter how much you want to see that and no matter how much you tell us that you don't care.
Yeah.
We care.
Yeah, we care about you. It's kind of like...
And we care about you. Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say that we care about ourselves the way that we come off. No, we truly care about the shit that we put out.
Yeah, we do.
And so this is... Let me just say, it's worse than you guys would think.
Yeah, it's not... it's definitely not... It's kind of like... What is the analogy here of what we did? You know, it's like when you think your dad does something, I just refer to us as being your dad. You know what? We'll just move on.
Dude.
Well, you know we're going to leave in 2017? The word daddy.
Okay.
There's no more daddy.
Yeah.
Let's just, we're done with that.
Leave it.
All right.
How about instead, Grampy?
Oh, God.
Dude, this is, I keep trying to escape the old jokes.
Yeah.
And then I keep falling back into shit that makes me old.
Yeah.
Like, my mom gave me, or someone did.
Yeah.
Gave me a bag of Werther's.
I don't even know.
Werther's hard candy?
Oh, you're talking about like those like caramel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those aren't Canadian, are they? No.
I don't know.
I think they're in America too.
One of those almost killed me, but go on.
Okay. Well, we'll
talk about that. Yeah.
So they gave me a bag and they're really good. And yesterday I kind of was craving some candy. And so I put a bunch in my pocket. And I'm walking around and I'm like, I have a pocket full of Werther's. Werther's is the oldest candy. It's the shit that when you go over to your grandma's house, she has it in a little glass candy jar with like a lid that you take off. You know what I mean? On the living room thing, you take it off and it's like lime and strawberry candies that have been in there for like 60 years.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But
and then Werther's.
Yes. I just want to know, did you have to take out your dentures before or after eating them?
Well, I mean, before. You ruin them. You'll just absolutely ruin them. Uber anyway. Drivers fucking stole grandma's swag with the,
they did.
With the,
they did.
With the hard candies.
Yeah, they did.
That's a grandma thing.
I would actually, that's also something else we should leave in 2017.
Grandmas?
Grandmas, yeah, let's just leave them. We don't need them anymore. They're gone.
It's fucked up, man.
They're old news.
That's fucked up.
Uber drivers trying to make it like a hotel.
Yeah.
It just, you know, I swear to God, this year it's going to be like the weighted fridge mechanic. You know, like there'll be a fridge in the back of your Uber. You're like, oh, wow. And then you reach in. You're like, it's like, if you pick those up, the prices are listed. And you're like, lift up a Kit Kat. And you're like, man, what the fuck? This is fucking bullshit. Yeah.
And he's like, we just got to authorize your card. And we're going to put like a little bit of money on there just to make sure you can cover the whatever it's fucking called.
That's what always kills me about taxis in Vegas.
Yeah.
That big, like, goofy arm in the back with the full cash register.
Yeah. I know. It's like, how is that still real? How is that still real? And how the fuck are we still signing receipts with our hands?
This makes no sense.
Even, dude, it's like, just picture what a fucking, like, signature is nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be, like, that's the only way you could, like,
yeah.
you could figure out if something's fraud.
Yeah.
Or you could figure out if the credit card's here, if their signature matched the one on the back of the card.
Yeah.
Now, everything's fucking digital.
Yep.
And they're still turning around that little screen, and it's like, hey, can you just draw a little picture here? Your purchase is done. We've already charged your card.
But
if you could just draw a little picture right here, that would be great. And then you can leave the store.
It would actually make more sense if you actually did have to draw a picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like something you significantly remember. Well, I think I bought that. I drew a house, right?
Yeah.
Like, ooh, no, this is that S from fifth grade.
Yeah.
I didn't draw that. Oh. Well,
you sure you didn't
draw
this is Superman
fraud,
S?
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's so dumb. Let's leave that shit in 2017 too. Signing.
Yeah.
Signing receipts.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, it's super funny to look at Bitcoin now. And it's funny that now. So a lot of people feel like, oh, this is the bubble. This is the end. I think now is like the real race.
Okay.
I think now it's going to be a mad dash for all these money, like dudes like Richard Branson and shit. And they're going to start to like spin up an altcoin. And it's going to be a fucking mad dash to the bank to see which banks will adopt whatever coin.
Yeah.
And because I feel like we still do like signatures and the two business day, you know, transfer time and all that shit because like, banks just don't want to update their shit.
Yeah.
They want to leave it old, which is fucking dumb.
Yeah.
That's anyway.
So true. Did you hear Telegram is doing an ICO?
No, they're not.
It's going to be the biggest one. How crazy is that?
That's
and
insane.
I'm absolutely guessing. 100%.
Yeah.
If there's any team that could pull off some cool shit like that,
it's
them. 100%.
It's yeah.
Telegram, if you guys don't know, is the best app that's ever been made.
Yeah.
It's basically like the good version of iMessage.
It is.
Let's just say that.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's satisfying
good about
to
it.
Use.
Yeah. Exactly.
I just like want
to
talk.
It's my favorite app. I want to just be on it all the time. Yeah. And it's on computer. It's on computer.
It's
what
on
the
computer.
Fuck is wrong with me?
You
Jesus,
are
old, I have
man.
To pop a Werther's in my mouth right there.
So it's on the computer. Yeah. And it works on the cellular device. And the vibrate isn't too loud when I'm using it. Oh, Cody fell asleep again.
Dude, there was there's this part of the Golden Globes that oh my god, I couldn't watch it.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Do you know
I
what
saw
I'm talking
that.
About?
The I dude, saw that.
He was 102 years old.
Why bring that motherfucker on stage?
I don't or just why just bring him up on stage, but why just let him
talk?
It was so like
yeah.
Like, first of all, give him a mic if you're going to let him talk.
Yeah.
He's like
just
4 feet lower than the mic.
Just
and
on
he's
the
like
floor.
Looking up, like trying to speak. And it's like, you can't even, there's just nothing. Like, it's just like basically. And I feel fucking bad laughing at this because all my respect. Sorry, keep going.
No, that's how they fucked up the Moonlight Award.
Yeah.
Like, they keep, what is with the Academy wanting to bring out an old ass person? You know what I was imagining? I was like, they might as well just wheeled someone out, like, on that big hospital bed with, like, all the shit hooked in. Just like, and now from, like, in 2090, they're going to bring Christopher Nolan out on one of those things. Just like. Boop. Boop. And now Christopher Nolan 1,080 years old will read the nominees
for Best Directress.
What he's trying to say.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh, God. It goes to
Christopher Nolan reading the best or the female nominees for Best Directress.
Oh, my God. He just died right there. That's going to happen. Someone will get a heart attack in like the next 5 years of the one of these, and I'm like, okay. You know what? I realize I keep saying the Academy. The Golden Globes is not the Academy.
Yeah, but I don't, what is the difference?
I don't fucking know.
Which one, like, I feel like it's like the Golden Globes are just kind of like the younger brother that just like is just trying to be.
It's just a smaller room.
Yeah.
It's all the same people.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I mean, hey, all my respect to that dude for, I guess, what he's done for the business. I don't really know who he was. He's an actor.
Yeah.
And for living that long.
Yeah.
That's fucking impressive.
It is.
So I just was really awkward because he was like trying to say shit and nobody could understand him. And Catherine Zeta-Jones is standing up there like, all right. And then it's like, moving on.
What he's trying to say is he's very
excited for you all. And he's like, bitch, that's not what I was saying.
She so clearly has like a grandpa that she takes care of.
Yeah.
Okay, Papa. Well, okay. Papa's trying to say.
Yeah. Okay. Well, why don't you shut the fuck up, okay?
On the ground. Like, I need my... If I'm ever, I tweeted this, if I cannot cross the street on my own, fucking hit my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Take me out.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be, what do you mean? That's common.
What do you mean?
Like for an old person to not be able to cross the street by themselves?
No. I'm talking about like, you know, when you see the old person and they take like 3 lights to get across the way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah. Like, just hit me.
Yeah.
Hit me. I will put that on my walker. If I'm taking too long, end my shit.
Hit me.
I just want a fucking young dude in a semi to be like,
all right.
I heard you, man.
But yeah, back to poker. Thank you for everyone. Thank you for everyone that watched that. It's on Patreon. There's a little 10-minute bonus clip of Noel that told a poker story.
Yes.
When he played with some World Series people or some shit.
Yeah, they were playing in the World Series tournament. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
And so go listen to that. Thank you for everyone that watched it and liked that. Maybe we'll like upload more bonus clips.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or not. Just uploading little 10-minute snippets. I feel like it just gives people a taste and then they're like, well, fuck, I want more. But maybe not. Maybe I'm just.
Yeah. It's kind of like. Know. It's kind of like when you wake up in the morning and your girlfriend grabs your wiener and she's like, you want to do something? And you're like, oh, I have things to do. And she's like, just give me a second.
Yeah.
And then plays with it and then she gets a work email. She's like, oh, wait.
And you're like,
what? I mentally just canceled everything. What the fuck? Now I got to go back into work.
Now, not only that, but I'm in pain.
I'm in pain.
My balls hurt.
Yo,
isn't that fucking crazy?
Yes, insane.
You get like, you know what I mean? Your body's like, all right, gets ready to. You're like, there's gonna be an orgasm in the near future, and then that stops happening, and your body's like, well, now we got to do the opposite. Sorry, dude, you're gonna just now be all the way just, you know, it's Pavlov's law or whatever the fuck.
What?
Whenever there's a reaction, there's a equal and opposite
whatever
reaction.
The fuck. It's like dark matter in your balls. I don't. What is why? It's like, oh, we're not going to come? Okay, let's swell everything up. Let's just inflame it. Let's make it hurt.
Yeah, sorry. You made us think we were going to come.
Yeah.
And now here, this is what you get. Sorry. Yeah.
I can't remember what triggered it, but I remember a very specific case of blue balls that I was at a party, and I had to drive home with it, and my balls have never hurt that bad in life. It was like someone hit them with a sledgehammer.
Oh, God,
and I was just driving home, and then my friends were in the back like, hey, bro, you going to be all right? I'm like, no. I remember I was driving with I was manspreading in my own seat.
Classic.
You know, just trying to just do something.
Homies were small sitting in the back.
Small sitting in the back.
Okay.
All 10 of them.
Yeah.
We pull up to my house, and they're like, yo, my car's at the top of the street. I'm like, you got to walk, bro. I just parked. I went straight inside, and jerked off.
The problem is though, it doesn't work. When you jerk off, the blue balls doesn't go away.
And it's not like an enjoyable jerk.
Yeah.
It's like a It's like
necessity.
Yeah, like just when you're going to throw up.
Yeah.
And it's like you're taking off all your clothes because you don't want to get them dirty. I don't know if you do that.
No, but I don't think anyone does that.
I definitely get naked before distributing any matter out of my body like that. Diarrhea or any of that. Yeah. I'm a naked shitter to the fullest,
dog.
You get
naked before you have diarrhea?
I'm a naked shitter casually.
That just like, it's funny because that's like just in direct like opposition to how fast diarrhea needs to be.
Yeah.
Like diarrhea is not something where you're like, oh, well, I think I'm going to diarrhea in the next 45 seconds. I have time to take off my pants. It's usually like, oh, fuck, it's coming out right now.
I will hold. I will fucking hold to disrobe. Or I will disrobe as it's happening. Mm. Like, as my anus is throwing up.
Yeah, spraying against the wall. You're taking off your pants.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, better the wall than my pants.
Get naked.
You know what I hate? Speaking of hold. That fucking meme in crypto. Hold, or whatever.
Hodl.
What is that?
Hold on for dear life.
Okay. I'm too stubborn to Google these things. I just hate them right away.
Oh, man.
That's my first instinct, is just to hate things off the bat.
The look on your face.
You have any Werther's on you?
Yeah. The look on your face. Oh. It's like I just told Keanu he was the one.
What? Hold on for dear life.
We've been all over. Since we're just all over the place. Wait, no. Let's come back to poker.
Okay,
Settle in on that.
Okay.
I'm
going to play, I think.
Yeah, you should play some.
It's also, Sam told me it's legal to play online poker in Vegas.
Yes.
So you can download like PokerStars or whatever.
Yeah.
Is PokerStars still around?
Yep.
That's the one I used to play.
Yeah.
In high school.
I think they came back. Hmm. Do you remember what they used to charge your bank account as?
I never actually did real money, I don't think.
What, man?
I think I always did fake money because it's illegal in Canada.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. I don't think you could. Plus, okay. I was like 14.
I played.
Playing on my family's computer.
Just gambling money away.
Just like a degenerate gambler.
They used to.
14 secretly.
They used to charge your card as a flower shop.
Really?
It was like some random flower shop, yeah. It was super suspect.
Wow, that's so sus.
Yeah.
Blatantly sus.
Just get a $7 debit for flowers.
Yeah.
That was their first mistake.
$7 or like, because you could buy pretty big, like, couldn't you buy into like big tournaments and shit on PokerStars?
Yeah, yeah. But that's, in my opinion,
a $700 charge for a flower shop.
But that would make sense. Like, I think that's where they fucked up. It was a bunch of grown men with their wives at home hating them because they work 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there reviewing the PokerStars case and they're like, they're charging $7 for flowers? Man, that's not fucking right.
What are you buying, half a flower? What
are you buying, fucking a petal? I just spent $150 for that piece of shit. I know these motherfuckers are scamming. These fucking idiots. Oh, this is a scam. That's really
funny.
Fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Where are you going to get a $3 flower?
I don't know. I just like a dandelion. Do they have dandelions? And do you know what a dandelion is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they have those in California?
Do they have those in America?
Well, dude, when we were in Canada, when Kelsey flew in,
mm-hmm.
we're driving back to my place. I picked her up from the airport, and we're driving back. And she's like, the trees are fucking insane. She's like, you just have pine trees just growing?
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah? We don't have those in California? She's like, no.
No.
They don't just fucking grow here.
Desert.
And then she was like, yeah, like when my cousins from New York or some shit came here, they couldn't stop obsessing with the palm trees. And I was like, that's actually the first time I came to California. I thought that was wild, that palm trees just fucking grow.
Really?
Yeah. Couldn't believe it.
Maybe I'm just dead inside. I never do that anywhere.
Really?
No, I never go anywhere. And I'm like, oh, climate. Not climate, but like fucking full forages.
Mm-hmm. Foliage.
Foliage.
The forage?
I don't even.
Is forage or porridge?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Too much SimCity. I'm not a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, I got it wrong. I'm not a weatherman. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, water, speaking of your vacation, you hating on blue water.
Oh, yeah, that's out now, that video.
Oh, it's out right now?
Well, yeah, because we're going to post this on Friday, right?
Got it. It's Friday. What am I talking about?
Yeah, it's Friday right now.
It's out today.
Yeah, right now. Go check it out. I have a video, a new one on my channel. It's all about traveling. Oh, we've covered this shit on the podcast before.
Yeah, we have.
A couple episodes ago, I said that I was going to do this. So that's out now, the video. Yeah. So
water does make me feel good. But it doesn't have to be blue.
Drinking it?
No, no, just like staring at a big body of water.
Staring at it. Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know why.
So not being in it.
No, just
not swimming in it.
Just looking at it.
Looking at water.
Nothing.
I agree. That makes me feel good too.
Yeah. Because I like the idea of it just like going forever. Mm-hmm. And then I...
Just infinite. Just reminds me of...
Then I sit down and draw the lines on my wrist.
Dude, speaking of suicide... No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wait. I'm kidding. Speaking of suicide, my vlog came out yesterday. Go check that out too. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You got a new vlog? Yeah, really?
We're posting
finally.
Again.
What? In the
We're
first,
posting again.
First time in what? 2 months?
About 6 weeks.
6 weeks you haven't posted in? Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Go show that video some love, ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
Give it a like, whatever you want to do.
Share it.
Yeah, share it. Share it on all your social medias.
Yeah, share it on your Pinterest. I put share buttons there, so you can just click all of your...
Share it on your Blogspot.
Share buttons, that is the one thing as an engineer, whenever we'd get a request for that, mm-hmm. I always wanted to respond, like, why?
I know.
Why?
Today I was thinking about that. We were in Phil's Coffee, and there's these two guys having their typical fucking Silicon Beach now.
Here we go.
Coffee shop conversation.
Yep.
One of them showing the other one the app that he's building.
Oh,
fucking course. And he's like, I'm looking at them, and I can just picture one of them saying, and there's some share buttons here, so you can share. You can blast it on all your social networks. I'm like, that doesn't fucking work.
I can count on my left hand the amount of times I've used the share button.
I know.
They are never used. If you're a future project manager out there or you influence it, we don't use them.
Don't use them. Don't put share buttons in there. Just make your shit cool enough where people would want to share it on their own.
Share buttons, to me, is the sign that an old person runs that company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're at the top. Like, well, what about the Tumblrs and the Pinterests and the LinkedIns? We gotta be on all those.
Yeah. How else are they going to want to share their... How else are they going to share their pictures of the Werthers that they find?
They're not going to want to text Werthers by links. You gotta share it.
So fucking true. What I was going to say. No, suicide, what I was going to say.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Watch this movie last night.
Uh-huh.
If you haven't seen it, I'd say don't watch it.
What's it about?
It's called Would You Rather. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's a really, like, I would say, like a B-class horror film. Thriller slash horror. It's like one of those Saw-like movies.
Sure.
Or I guess it was trying to be like Saw, where it's like, it scares you, but it's just like really gory and like makes you... It's like one of those movies where it's like, I hope to God this never happens to me.
Sure.
Right? The storyline is pretty fucking stupid, honestly. But, and that's why I'm saying don't watch it, because it's not a good movie.
Okay.
But it's sort of good at the same time. I kind of enjoyed it, like weirdly. The storyline is this girl, she's a sick brother.
Okay.
And she can't pay the bills. It's just her and her brother. I think the parents died or something.
Yeah.
So she wants to take care of her brother. She's trying to get a job. She can't get a job.
Okay.
Somehow she gets introduced to this guy. He's part of he runs a foundation that covers people's medical bills if they play in a game Would You Rather, which basically he invites all these people over who want money to his house, and they have this dinner party where he plays Would You Rather, and everyone basically, it's like shit, like they just get super gory and violent.
Oh boy.
And awful.
Okay.
That's what the movie's about. I don't know.
Oh. So it's not about suicide per se.
No. It's just about like killing people and like people are dying. People are fucking it's really, really crazy.
So is it Logan Paul who owns the house?
Yeah.
Or Bing bing.
Bing.
Bing bing. Look, dude.
Anyways, I had nothing to say about that. Why did I just explain the whole... I do that.
Yeah.
I got to stop explaining the plot to things without having an opinion on it. I had no funny insights. It was like, here's the movie, what it is about. It's about. Check it out.
Yeah. Speaking of the government, you heard about this new bill coming up? All right, hold on. Let me just explain the bill.
Let me just read it.
All right, okay. There's 14 articles. Let's just get through article one here.
And then I finish it. And you're like,
so,
what do you think about it? Like, oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I just kind of, what do you guys think?
Yeah, it's just a bill for...
You didn't have any?
Yeah, well, I don't really know how this affects the coal industry, so I was hoping.
So, moving on.
Yeah.
People are like, ah, fucking, here's Cody going off again.
Yeah.
About some stupid plot.
Well, since we're doing, we're doing TMG.
You seen Avatar before? Yes. Avatar is this movie.
Yeah. where Pocahontas, no, fuck, that's not what it is. It's okay, this guy wants to fuck a blue chick. Listen, it's not a race thing. Okay, here's what happens. The guy in a wheelchair, it's not ableist in any way. Now, coming back to poker, I'm actually surprised that there were even 5 comments that they liked the story. I also didn't...
It's a good story.
Well, thanks. I didn't feel like I did a great job of telling what was going on, because I kept saying the guy next to me, but there was a guy to my left and to my right. I didn't really explain who was saying what.
Yeah, but you can kind of, if you know what's going on...
Yeah, you can imagine.
The poker, you can imagine.
It goes to the left.
Yeah.
It goes to the left.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Here's a quick one that requires no real poker thought.
Yeah.
I remember this time. This is pretty recent, actually. We won't talk about that.
No, what?
I got two. One New Year's, 2 New Year's ago, I went to Vegas.
Okay.
Me, Elena, her sister, and her sister's husband. We just like went at midnight. We're like, fuck it, let's go to Vegas.
On New Year's?
On New Year's Day. Like, we counted down. We're like, yeah, New Year's. Let's fucking go. We just got in the car and went.
You drove?
Yeah, just drove.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah, we took the Audi because it was new.
And, wow, okay, I get it.
You got an Audi.
way to flex.
Way to flex, buddy.
Yeah, we took the A4.
We took the A4, just a little. Well, to be correct, I took my girlfriend's A4.
Yeah, exactly.
My girlfriend let me drive her new car
to
Vegas.
Yeah.
First of all, that's the fastest I've ever gone to Vegas.
Really? What'd you make it in?
It was like 3 hours. I was
we're going 100 the
I
whole fucking
ripping.
Time.
I was
Jesus
ripping.
Jesus Christ!
The car was just chilling.
Yeah.
That car just hits 80 and it's just cruising. Anyway, let's not do this.
Yeah. Jesus.
So I lost the. That's actually the last time I went to Vegas.
Okay.
I have not been there since because.
When was this? What year?
It was like 2 years ago.
Okay.
I lost, I think, $1,200.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say $12,000.
No,
$1,200. That's not that bad.
But it's decently bad. I mean, it was the way I lost it. It was like every game I got murdered.
Ugh.
Every game. So one of those, I went to a poker table and I'm like, I can get this back. I put down $300. I got pocket kings. I get a pair of kings.
Okay.
First hand, I'm like, ugh, baby, it's coming.
Yeah.
And I'm playing. I'm getting aggressive with this dude. And he's got fucking pocket aces.
No way.
And he lands it like on the flop. I was dead. I was drawing dead. And I was just like, what is my life? So it was like I lost sick on every table game possible.
Jeez.
Even the shitty games, you know, like the stupid wheel game.
Yeah.
Where you just like bet on a number.
Roulette.
Not roulette. It's the other one. It's like the big like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Circus wheel.
Yeah.
Even that, I'm like, all right, can I just win $2?
Yeah.
I would put a dollar down. I'd lose that. I'm like, this fucking casino, fuck everybody.
It's crazy.
I think it was because no one was there, so the casino was just ripping everybody, killing them.
It's just, no, I mean, it's not the casino.
No, I think they...
It's the same stats.
No.
It's the same,
mm-mm.
You know, you have a conspiracy theory that the casino is...
Because the casino was dead. So, like, I just feel like they... Hit,
it's just, it was bad luck.
They hit magical switches and they
no,
took all my money.
No.
They knew when I walked in the door, they were like, they put a tag on me.
Him.
Him, yeah.
Him. the Mexican one.
Yeah. Whatever the fuck he is.
Yeah.
All of it. Take his whole bank account.
This is like one of the only times that I've been like truly like lucky and or unlucky and then lucky like
in
2 weeks later.
Okay.
All right. I go over to Kelsey's parents' house. We're playing this game called Farkle. It's just a dice game. You roll 6 dice, and then there's like certain scoring pairs. So it's like 2 ones is, or it, every time
that's
you get
a
1, it's 100. Whatever. Farkle. I know.
Where's this name come from? I need to know. Is this Polish?
I don't know.
Is it a Polish street
I think
dice game?
Made up a word, and they were like, "All right, sounds like fuck. This is great. Very marketable."
Did you just get scammed out of all your money? They're like, "All right, we're gonna make up a game.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell Cody to bring like $1,000.
Yeah.
What do we call the game? I don't know. Fuck, he's here. Yeah. Hey, what are we playing?
Fuck, he's here. Farkle.
Farkle."
Fuck, he's here.
Did you get the dice? Did you get the dice? Okay, 6 dice.
This is a real game. It's got like a thing.
No, I believe it.
That you roll on, whatever. It's called Farkle.
Farkle by Milton Bradley.
It's like you get 50 points for...
Gryffindor?
Every 5? No. And then you get 100 points for every 1, And then if you get like three, if you get like three of one number, it's a certain number of points, whatever. You can get a straight, you can get four of a kind, five of a kind, six of a kind, yep. whatever, right? There's yep. a ton of different scoring things.
Yep.
If you don't get anything, you farkle, and then it moves on to the next thing.
Okay.
So you have to get 500 points to even start scoring.
Oh, crazy.
Right?
Okay.
So you could potentially go around. Basically, you play till 5 or 10,000.
Yeah.
When we first played,
yeah.
I didn't get in.
Oh, wow.
Like, everyone else basically was close to 10,000 points, and I still hadn't rolled to 500 points. And it's, like, an easy thing to do. And it was, like, they were floored. They were, like, I've never, ever seen...
someone be this bad?
Exactly. Someone be this bad at a purely luck game. I've never seen it before. It's insane. Fast forward to two nights ago.
Yeah.
We go bowling. I bowl a 150. I've never bowled that well in my entire life.
Really?
Yes, 153. That's pretty good, right? You bowl?
It's an F. In bowling.
What? Well, no. I mean, I know 300 is the perfect score, right?
Yeah.
But, like, breaking 100 is hard.
No.
What? What no. have you scored? What have you rolled?
What?
What have you bowled?
Like, ever?
Yeah. What's your high score?
I think my highest is, like, 220.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe this isn't... maybe I wasn't as lucky as I thought. So, bowled 150. Good for me.
Good
okay?
for you. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Good for me. We go back. We play this game called Scat.
Okay.
I get scat, which is the winning hand.
These
like
are
twice the very first time we play, and then we start playing Farkle, and I got like 17,000 points or something. I couldn't fucking believe it. I was on fire, dude. I was on fire. I felt fucking good.
Can I just say these game names sound extremely LA? Nowhere. I playing a game of Farkle last week. Ugh. Actually, no, it's not even LA. It's like an alternate universe.
Yeah, it's like the Jetsons.
Yeah, yeah, super. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I lost 1,000 booger chips on Farkle.
Scat! Scat!
Want to play a game of scat, eh? Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That voice, speaking of that voice, when I was in Chicago for New Year's, my buddy looked up 1920 slang.
Okay.
Because we were talking about, like, the dictionary has been adding shitty words, mm-hmm. which is, like, such a nerd conversation, but whatever. They're adding, like, like, they added photobombed.
Oh, I know. They're like, adding memes. Yeah. That's the worst
They're
shit.
Just trying to whatever.
Yeah.
So we're like, that's shitty. And so we started looking up, like, old slang. And old slang felt, I mean, just reading it, I don't know, it felt infinitely more clever than, like, what we have.
What do you mean?
Just, like, they just had, like, the shit was cool. Like, a pair of glasses were called cheaters.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, give me the cheaters over there, see?
That's dumb.
Yeah. And, like, so this one, the term was canceled stamp, and that was referring to a woman who is shy. Really weird, right? But I was imagining.
Canceled stamp.
Right. One, that seemed extremely misogynistic to me because that was like probably a time where women didn't have a whole lot of say in things.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just imagine like some dude forcing himself onto a girl being like, hey, you want to dance with it? Bit of a canceled stamp, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is it's extremely dark, but I like that phrase. So I want to bring that shit back.
Cancel stamp.
Yeah. Next time Elena just gets shy or doesn't want to talk, I'll be like, nah, bit of a canceled stamp tonight, I see. Okay.
Probably not the best time to bring back misogynist phrases.
Yeah, you know what?
20s.
Maybe we just take it back.
Yeah, probably not.
It could just be anyone. Yeah. All right, anyone being shy, you're a canceled stamp.
Yeah, stop being a canceled. This is a wet blanket. Yeah. Stop being a canceled stamp.
Yeah. Oh, who brought the canceled stamp over tonight? The other one was if you see two people making out and you're trying to tell them to stop, you say bank's closed.
Oh, that's
or if you don't want to kiss.
Good, but yeah. I don't get it.
I'm sure the bank was like a cool happening thing in the 20s.
Okay.
Ooh, the bank.
People would go. It's like the equivalent of the mall in the 90s. Yeah, yeah. People go there to make out. You know what I mean?
Oh, maybe that was like an edgy thing to make out at the bank.
Yeah. What'd you do with Brittany? I brought her to the bank. Fucking threw my tongue down her throat.
Threw my tongue down her fucking face at the bank.
Took her to the bank. Oh, nice. You make out? Nah, she was being a canceled stamp.
You try to kiss a girl, and she goes, uh-uh, bank's closed. You're like, God damn it. Fuck.
Now I got fucking bank balls.
Yeah, I got bank balls. I got bank balls. All right, well. Hand me my cheaters and let's get out of here.
Danny Gonzalez texted me. He said,
uh-oh.
He said, dude, this is so weird. I was listening to your TMG podcast earlier, the one where you guys were talking about the hair gel that temporarily dyes your hair, and I just got this ad on Facebook. Tag someone who needs this. Get an instant color upgrade. Try out a new color every day of the week. Holy fuck.
Why would you ever?
Mofajang hair color wax. That's back. It's back from the fucking dead.
God damn it.
Boy bands everywhere.
Are we
are
doing
rejoicing.
This? Next episode, should we just have green hair? Should we just buy this shit
totally
and have green hair?
We totally fucking should.
What's up, guys?
We should become Mofajang brand ambassadors.
Yeah. Shout out, Mofajang.
We're here just Mofajanged up. Got our cheaters on.
Got our cheaters on.
What the fuck was I just about to say? Oh. Speaking of boy bands, I got some comments. Apparently, I talk shit about Brockhampton. I don't really remember doing that. But
I don't think everyone picked up on the sarcasm.
What did I say?
Because we were like, I'm Brockhampton. I'm cool.
Okay.
It was, Brockhampton is very cool.
That was
the sarcasm.
Okay.
You have to explain the joke. It's not a good joke anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of, I
got nothing against Brockhampton.
Speaking of explaining the joke, I just want to highlight the dumbest people on earth.
Okay.
Russ fans.
Yep.
Oh, man. Are these people idiots?
Oh, did you say Russ when you said Ty Lopez, didn't you?
I said, well, them too.
Okay.
But they're just like Facebook moms.
Okay.
I think I've realized who listens to Russ. They also like Tyga. They're the same group.
Okay.
They're like 17-year-old girls that don't really have a real understanding of like relationships. Mm. They're girls that if you look at their profile, they never leave their room.
Okay.
And they're just always doing homework. And Russ is like, everything he says sounds really cool. Right? Like, it's like they don't go outside.
It sounds cool to them.
Right.
Here's my thing about Russ is that he makes good music.
Sure.
He does. And so that's the point of contention with everyone, because people like us point out how corny he is and how bad his lyrics are. And, you know, I'll have like fully grown dudes tweeting at me being like, I'm lolling at this, but like, gotta admit, I love his music. That's what everyone's saying.
Right.
And I gotta give some level.
Oh, sure.
Some minuscule amount of respect to the guy for creating good music, and for even when people realize how fucking corny you are, they're still like, well, I fuck with your art. So
yeah. No, I mean that to me.
There you go.
It goes without being. I mean, I feel like it doesn't need to be explained. Like, yeah, like if he made shitty music, we would not be talking about him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't change in the same way. It does not change that he can make good music and his fans can be. It's fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
So I tweeted, like, when he was, like, going off on Twitter about, like, all of Africa, I see y'all, whole Middle
that
East.
That shit was so funny, dude. I just totally pictured him, like, just flying around Google Maps, like, the 3D globe and, like, zooming in. Oh, South Africa.
I see y'all.
He
just tweets about it. So.
Wait. This is where Africa is?
So.
I see it.
So I took the screenshots, obviously just highlighting when he's talking about different parts of the world for the joke. Some guy tweets at me, yeah, when you leave the tweets out after and before, like, yeah, it makes it seem like that. Yeah, no shit. That's the fucking joke, you idiot. Have you ever laughed? This is why This is why he'll never get laid. Some girl is going to laugh at something. He's going to be like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess when you put all the actors and the cameras there, like, yeah, sure, it seems that way.
It seems going to be, like, it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
All right, well, I was going to suck your dick, but I'm not
but
anymore.
Not, definitely not anymore. This one was great, too. He's just tweeting each area to imply he took the time to appreciate each of you, but nah, y'all go over the top to hate on him the same way y'all think his fans support him? Fuck out of here. First of all, no idea what she just said. That's number one, okay? Now, if what I think she's trying to tell me is that I went out of my way to take the screenshots. To that, I'm going to say, if Russ didn't put 25 fucking tweets about parts of the world on the timeline, then maybe there would be nothing to talk about. Maybe Russ went out of his way to fucking flood my shit. The timeline is only like fucking 5 tweets long.
Wait, explain the original tweet for the people that don't follow you on Twitter.
Oh, got it. So, Russ tweets like about different parts of the world. It's just a series of tweets like all of Africa, I see y'all. Whole Middle East, I see y'all. All of Europe, I see y'all. It just goes and goes. And so I took screenshots of that and I was like, this fool just discovered Google Earth. Because just
Just picturing him zooming in. Wait, what's Street View?
You know.
Whoa. What?
You know
what?
You know Twitter.
This what South Africa looks like. What? Oh man, this is lit.
You know, some Twitter developers staring at that, just like, yeah. This is why we made 280 characters, so you didn't have to fucking break it up. You.
Oh, Europe!
Damn, dude. The fact that he said, "Mexico, I see y'all. North America, I see y'all," is just like. He did the same shit in like various areas.
Oh my god.
Just like, dog, that's in the same place. What?
Yeah, but he sees y'all.
He sees y'all though.
I'm just like getting like geographically fucked mentally. I'm fucking with the earth. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I feel like
shit.
like I got fans from all over the world.
Russ is like,
I didn't even know there was places like outside of like Miami, you know?
He's like,
is he from Miami? Where's he from?
I don't know, man. The funny thing is, dude, if you took away his fame, he's like so many other characters that I feel like I've met in life. Like, he reminds me of a dude who works part-time in Car-Fi audio at Best Buy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's 28.
Yeah, I'm going to do it all by myself, man. I'm going to blow up. You'll see. I'm going to blow up. And then for him, it actually happened.
Yeah.
For whatever the fuckery. Like for some miracle, it actually happened for him.
I think that's the disconnect, too, is like,
I always knew this shit was going to happen. It's like, yeah, but there's like 4 million versions of you, yeah, where it didn't happen.
That's what I feel like most of his young fans don't realize, yeah, is that people who are just a little bit older. No, we've met Russ before. No, we've met him.
We all got Russes. Our own personal Russ in our lives.
There's a Russ we can point to at our last job. Like, oh yeah. Yeah, that job I had before I got a real career. Yeah, Russ is back there just cutting deli meat, talking about like pseudoscience and
yeah, man, I mix and master all my own shit.
And you're like, all right, man, just hand me the fucking bologna. We still work at Jersey Mike's, man. Give me that fucking baloney. Yeah, that's what. So it's super hard to look at him and associate the music, just because I'm like, dog, you are so many idiots rolled up in one. It's like all the Russes in the world fused into one big one.
I know.
And all of their minuscule chance of making it blew up the singular version of them. They did like a gigantic Saiyan dance and became the most successful dumbass on earth.
man, 2018, not gonna be a good year for my haters.
Oh, dog, I hope I hope he says something about internet comedians. I will wear a shirt that says Russ dissed me in a second.
Oh,
and I'll
man.
Put it on the back. Yeah, track 7, this is the bar. And I'll just print it.
Yeah, and we'll sell merch with that shit on
it. Yeah. I just want to get in a lawsuit with him so we can see him in person.
Yeah.
How good would that be? Like, oh yeah, we'll settle out of court. We just wanted to, now that we're here.
Yeah, shake hands with him.
What's up, dog?
What's up, dog? What's your favorite continent? What's your favorite country?
Oh my god. Just imagining him coming into a room to sue us and we're not sad about it would be so annoying for him.
That is not an invitation for him to sue us.
No, absolutely not.
Russ, if you're watching this, don't sue us.
Oh, you won't get anything.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He's listening to this part like, yeah, that's right. Y'all ain't got no money like that. But I do.
I do.
Because I'm missing master my own shit.
Yeah,
all right, man.
Master, man. I'm on a come up.
Do you think he tells that while he's eating a girl out?
Yeah.
I mix and master my own technique down here, too. You know, I came up with this shit. Like, I made this up. Like, the clitoris, like, I found this first. You don't
know.
I'm like 10,000 years old.
She's blowing him. He's like, man, I don't need no help. Get out of here.
He's that guy from Scary Movie?
I can do it myself.
Russ pushing a girl off in a
by myself.
Dick.
I got here all by myself. I can bust all by myself. Man.
I know how to swallow my own nut. You don't know how to take care of my nut like that. Oh, fucking.
Oh, Jesus.
So you hung out with Russell last night. What was that like? Oh, man.
I didn't really do much. I just sat there and watched him.
Me and my girlfriend, we actually tried to have a threesome with him, but he got really upset. He made her leave.
We just kind of scissored and he sucked his own dick.
He told us we could learn a thing or two from him. He's like, y'all watching this? Nah, this is how you suck it. All right. Okay. I think we got it.
Okay, guys. We actually have to wrap this up because I feel bad. We're like way over the time that I told Devin he would have to be out of the apartment. So, sorry, this is a little bit of a shorter one today. It's only an hour about, but it's fine.
I mean,
we're gonna
do a
bonus episode on Friday, an actual one.
Well,
and then
yeah, I'm trying to think.
Or this episode will be out on Friday, but then we're gonna do the bonus.
Bonus will be next week. Yeah, no, let's do
Monday.
You get 2 weeks. Yeah, you get two next week. How about
Monday and then Friday next week. Okay,
Monday, Friday.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. Keep listening to Bangers and Ass. Keep streaming it.
Keep streaming. Oh, I just want to say, we got some appointments on the book to make some more hits.
Oh yeah. We got a couple sessions.
We got to knock on wood on that one, but we got a cool couple sessions.
Yep. We got some cool collabs coming up.
Yes.
So look out for more TMG music pretty
soon.
And
these are not spoken of collabs.
Yeah.
No one has any clue about these collabs. Mm-hmm. So don't believe anyone but us right here. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And enjoy. Best of luck to you.
Best of luck to you.
And enjoy.
Love you.
Love you. Peace.